Good. Well, good morning to the very young and to our other young people here. What a delight to have Reddy, Naomi and Reuben with us this morning. So, now, not all of us were here last week, but we began to look at a subject of huge importance. Can you remember what that subject was? Ah, that important that we forgot it. No, yes, Molly's with us.
It had something to do with the Bible.
It did, Molly. You're just making me feel a little happier. And a particular word that I used. A word beginning with the letter A. And that we say the Bible has this. Go on then, Molly.
Authority.
Authority. The authority of the Bible. And we said what this means in a sense is this, that we believe the Bible over and above anybody or anything else. We give the Bible that place. Whenever other people are saying, whatever are their ideas, we go to the Bible rather than to them. And there is no more important issue than this. It has always been disputed. And people have always wanted to argue against the authority of the Bible because they want you to believe their ideas rather than the Bible. They want you to believe what they are saying and not the Bible. So in effect they are saying, Bible has no authority, you don't have to believe it and obey it, it's not relevant for you. And that argument and debate is going on and on in this very era that we live in and in our own country. It is really a very fierce argument. And I have to tell you that there are people who say, we believe in the authority of the Bible, we do. But then they act as though they don't. And there are books that people write and they quote the Bible in these books. But when you look carefully, no, they're just using the Bible as a disguise to put their own ideas there instead. And they're trying to fool us. They're trying to fool you and they're trying to fool me that what they're saying is in the Bible when it isn't. They're misusing the Bible. So there is no more important issue than this, because your friends at school, they're arguing this. The Bible has no authority. We don't have to do what it says. So last week, we began to think about this issue. Just very briefly this morning, we're going to continue our consideration of the authority of the Bible. That is a very interesting issue, this, you know, because what we find is this, that God points us to the Bible, and the Bible points us to God. And it sort of works together like this. It's almost like a circle. There is the Lord, and he says, there is my word. So we go to the word, and the word says, and there is God. And so you can't separate God from the Bible, because he has pledged himself by what he has said there. Now, today, I'm just going to give you what for us, if we're Christians, is a very strong reason to say the Bible has authority. This won't work for people out there so much, but it works for us here. And it's this, and it's very simple, because God has said the Bible has authority, right? God has said it. Well, where's he said it? We said it in the Bible. Well, he has, that's true. But for Christians who believe in God, if God says, that is my word, believe it, that has an authority for us. Bit of a strange way of thinking of it in a way, but we can say that to people out there who don't believe in God, so they don't believe that what he says counts for anything, and therefore if we say, well, God said the Bible is important, so they say, well, so what? But they need to know, no, that is a big so what for us. For us. We start there because God has actually said, this is my word. I am speaking to you through the Bible. We're going to be thinking about that in more detail in the weeks ahead. For time and time again, we're told in the Bible that the Bible is from God. All of it. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. All of it. That's important. All of it. God spoke it out. He spoke it out. Now, how did this take place? Because this is interesting too. You know, like the Mormons, they think, well, we just found this book. It was just there. There was this book and it had, you know, come from heaven. But how did God give us his word? Who did he use? Who did he use? Molly.
People,
prophets. He used people. And the Bible tells us that they didn't dream this up. It wasn't by private interpretation, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved, carried along by the Holy Spirit. He spoke through them. And there are lots of different people he spoke through. Can you name some of the people in the Bible he spoke through? We could be here all day, couldn't we, in the sense? Go on, Timothy.
Moses
spoke through Moses. Anybody else that he spoke through? Molly.
Elijah
spoke through Elijah. Who else?
King David.
And so on. Lots and lots of different people. Some of those people have books named after them. Some of those people, their words are found in books that go by somebody else's name or a general name, but it doesn't matter. All of it was what God gave them to speak. And the Bible, as God speaks, he speaks in the Bible. Listen to what I have said here. Read what I have said here. I give to this book and these people who spoke an authority, and you must listen to them. So as Christians, we say yes. For us, this is important. The Bible has authority because God has said it has. And right at the end of the Bible, the last book of the Bible, which is the last book of the Bible, Charlotte?
Revelation.
Right at the end of it, God has a warning. And he says to us, do not add anything to the words of this prophecy. He means the book of Revelation, but in a way you can say he means the whole of the Bible here. Do not, otherwise I'm going to add to you plagues. The plagues that are written in this book in Revelation, some of you are looking at that book at the moment there, these plagues will come on you. Do not add to it, nor take away from it, or else I will take away your share in this book of life and in the heavenly city. It's that important. I've given you exactly this, and I put all my authority in this. So you can't say, I think I'll just add a bit here. Or, oh, I don't like this bit, I'll just take this a bit away from there. That's no authority. If that's how we're treating it, we're saying, my ideas are above the Bible. And if my ideas say, that bit I don't like, out with it, I've made myself the authority. So God has said, no, you don't. I'm the authority. And I've given to these people, prophets and apostles, that authority to write these things. And you've got to listen to all that they say, all of it. Because all of it is my word. So it's curious, isn't it? There is God. We believe in him. We believe he's great and eternal. And we kind of look around. There's evidences to that effect there. But he says, read the Bible. Learn about me there. That's how you'll know me and understand me. And the Bible in turn says, you go to God. You listen to what he has to say. Believe in him. So you're forever going from God to the Bible and the Bible to God, because they're inseparable, inseparable. So for us as Christians, we say the Bible has authority because God has said so. We've got more to say on that as we go along through the weeks, and we're going to treat it actually later on the other way around. And so with the Bible, so many special and fascinating and quite unique things that in a way it shows that it's from God, just by virtue of the book that it is. But we're just starting at a different place this morning. And this is something you can say to people out there. Yes, the Bible is the word of God because God says that it is. And I believe God rather than you. Because who are they who say that? How old are they? How long have they lived? Have they been there from the beginning of time? Will they be there at the end of time? No, but God will. Let's sing hymn number 92. Our God, our help in ages past. Number 92.